Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
On this fifth day of the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy, we end the sessions on physical preparedness by understanding the role of the robe, or shurchar. Thus far, we have observed the transformation of the priest in the vestry of the church. He has donned new clothes, the very special vestments that are designed for the celebration of the Divine Liturgy. As the name shurchar implies, it is placed around the entire shurch, body of the priest. Here he prays, "In your mercy, O Lord, clothe me with a radiant garment and fortify me against the influences of the evil one, that I may be worthy to glorify your glorious name." As this final piece of the vestment set is worn, the intention of the liturgy is presented. Although the robe is ornamental, bright, and colorful, the priest is reminded that it is not for his own glory that this sacrament is being celebrated, but for the glory of God. As a huge shield, the shurchar surrounds the priest with a special energy. This energy is beauty and strength combined. Often these two words are not used together in describing something. In fact, we separate them as diametrically opposed to one another. Brawn and beauty, we say. Or even cruelly, we say beauty and the beast. Here, the shurchar shows us that there is beauty in strength, and strength in beauty. Not only is one not exclusive of the other, but in fact a necessary component of one another. The shurchar is radiating as the top garment of the vestment set, and it radiates power over the forces of evil. There is nothing greater, nor more powerful, than complete beauty, which is an expression of goodness, purity, and love. Jesus was love and goodness incarnate, and a testament to the strength and power which changed the very foundation of our world. For in fact, the manifestation of that power and strength is in the goodness done through works. The lesson for today is that although the priest is standing with beautiful vestments as a new man, before the altar and the congregation, he is there as a servant to serve something greater than himself. He has removed the old garment and donned a new set of vestments that set him apart from the world as a reminder that the journey is one that transcends the daily rituals of life. Ego has been placed in check. It is not about him, but about the one who is the author of him. As we prepare ourselves for the journey that is still ahead of us, let us contemplate our own newness as we walk. Every article of clothing has a purpose and a mission. So too in our lives, every heartbeat, every eye blink, every muscle and organ of our body has a function and a purpose that must be in sync with our feelings, thoughts, and soul. We are called to meditate on our uniqueness, our beauty, our sense of wonder. Each of us, set apart from one another uniquely, only to come back together for the purpose to love one another. This is Father Voskin, inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Vazgen and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.